What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for Monday, April 3rd, 2017. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer/seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Now, you know, Chad can do lots of things.
Chad.
But the one thing he can't do is be an oven mitt, because you can't. You'd be grabbing things with just the tips of your fingers.
Yeah, that's not a good way to do it.
I have
also, there's no padding there.
No,
like that would burn the shit out of you.
It would burn through.
It would destroy you.
It would definitely burn through.
Yeah, Mr. Yasman 300 says Chad is back. Did Chad ever go away?
Chad was not here on Friday.
What?
Because Chad was over there, and I just didn't feel like getting up and getting.
Sure, I understand that.
He kept looking over at him.
Yeah, we kept ravaging Chad, but no one else in the audience really knew where Chad was. I'm fixing my hair here because apparently I didn't look at myself this morning.
I did all the time. House. You turned it on. Jesus, I need a haircut so badly.
Me too. Your hair looks good though. At least you matted it down.
Well, yeah, exactly. But like, I haven't been doing that a lot lately. In the WrestleMania stream, even before I got drunk yesterday, it was getting all fucking poofy.
How drunk did you get yesterday?
Real drunk.
Real drunk.
Rapid fire question time.
Sure. Okay. Drunk is the answer. The reasoning being, there's many factors that went into the drunkenness.
Yeah.
Number one, I showed up, started barbecuing right away and drinking.
Uh-huh. Because
You got to drink while you barbecue.
Yeah.
And I forgot that I'd only eaten one of those Bounce Energy Balls before all day. I had two cups of coffee, a Bounce Energy Ball, and a glass of water, and then I came here and drank and cooked. Then we cooked, but as in true us barbecuing fashion, we only made meat. So I'm just eating protein. There's nothing
that's
like to sop anything up.
Yeah,
there's no like
the
pizza, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know
that's
what
you're getting.
But then, Nick.
Yeah.
And you know how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
I, last night, had to smoke a cigarette to save Kinda Funny.
Oh shit, he doesn't know this story at all.
So, I'll take you back.
How epic was last night?
It was awesome. You should have come.
Yeah, you okay.
Should have hung out. All the girls came. They had a fun time. Alexis was here too. Hunter got to FaceTime in.
That's fun.
Wasn't
he playing a baseball game yesterday?
No, afterwards.
So, I was like, Hunter, that's not a good use of your time.
We're all here.
Like, I miss you guys.
We're having the best time ever. You know what I mean? What a great WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Not even, we're just hanging out. Xavier Woods on this TV hosting everything.
Right.
The fucking Hardy Boys return. I lose my goddamn fucking mind. Run in here, screaming, "Cool Greg!" Him and I have a great time.
Undertaker. I've seen this before. Is this something you brought from the house?
This is a Cool Greg gift yesterday on WrestleMania.
Oh my
the women's
God.
Championship mug.
Cool Greg.
You
is...
should get. You should get it. If you ever won a championship, maybe you'd get one.
I don't have a mug. I have a belt.
Yeah, I know.
I could drink out of it if I want to.
You can't. That's
you
not how that works.
You have to balance it right on the inside of the belt.
So we're having a great time.
Yeah.
Everyone's in here, hamming it up. Drinking it,
right.
Chopping it up, as Cool Greg would say.
Natch.
Eating the ribs, doing all this different stuff.
Sure.
And we're in here, I'm sitting here on stream, and someone comes in. It might have been Andy Cortez. Andy, was it you?
No, it was Tim.
Tim comes in, and he's like, "The guys across the street are yelling at us." And I was like, "Well, what about?" And he's like, "Well, Sean flew the drone over their house."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "All right." And I got up and walked out to see what was going on. And sure enough, directly across the street on the corner, there's two dudes and maybe one of their girlfriends, maybe their sister or whatever, screaming over at us or whatever. But don't fly that fucking drone over here. You know, it's private property. And I was like, "What?" And they were like, "Ha ha." And the older gentleman came off the porch and walked over and got up underneath us. And he was level-headed about it. I was just like, "Hey, like, please don't fly the drone over our house." I'm like, "Oh, no problem. We don't want to be filmed. We weren't filming. Don't worry, blah, blah, blah." Meanwhile, the young guy still jawing at me off the porch over there.
Right.
I was like, "All right, whatever. Situation solved for now. Come in here. Keep watching WrestleMania. Everything's going fine." And then I was like, "You know what? I go outside. The young guy who's all really pissy about it still on the porch smoking a cigarette being all angry. I go back to the kitchen. I get three beers. And Tim's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm gonna go fix this. I'm gonna go across the street and give these guys these beers. I'm gonna
let me stop you
peace
right there." Now, Greg Miller is what we call Mr. 50-50 when it comes to fixing stuff. 50% of the time he fixes it, 50% of the time, that shit just ignites like a powder keg. Continue.
So I go over there with these three beers in hand. They've already gone back into the house. I go over there, I ring the doorbell, nothing.
Right.
Knock on the door, nothing. Ring the doorbell again. This time I hear it go off in the house.
Right.
And then the woman from the house came up the steps with her dog. And she's immediately like, "Whoa, what?" Because like now she's like walked her dog, but now I'm there after there's been some kind of confrontation.
Right.
"Whoa, what?" And I was like, "Oh, hey, my name's Greg. I'm from across." The door opens. The two guys come out. And they're like, "What the fuck, man? What's going on?" I'm like, "Oh, hey, I'm Greg." And they're like, to the girl, or whatever her name, "Crystal, get in the house. Get in the house, Crystal." And Crystal's a grown woman. It's not like she's a child. I'm like, "Oh, yeah." And I'm like, "Hey." And like, "What are you doing here? What is?" And I'm like, "Hey, we got off on the wrong foot. just a friend brought a drone over. That wasn't a thing. I don't want that to be a first interaction. I brought you some beers. Just want to make sure we're cool or whatever. And then we just fucking sat there and talked. And the guy, like, they've lived there, or they've owned that house since like 1950 or whatever.
Oh,
like,
wow,
they
got okay.
Their uncle used to live in this place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I just was talking around or whatever, and I gave him the beers, and they put the beers down immediately. And like, okay, cool. And we're talking, they're fine. And I'm easing into it. They're easing me. They're like, it's really cool that you came by to do this. Blah, blah, blah. And then the guy's like, here, smoke a cigarette with me. And because he's like, I don't want a beer right now. I'm going to have a cigarette. Do this with me as a peace offering. He didn't say that, but something to that effect. Yeah, right? I'm like, all right, cool. And like, I light it. And I'm just sitting there smoking this cigarette, like talking to these guys or whatever. And I was like, all right. And then I was like, at one point, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go. And he's like, well, your cigarette's not done. You can't leave yet. I'm like, all right. Sat here, just smoke, talk to more bullshit with him or whatever. He's like, what do you guys do over there? I'm like, we do a bunch of fucking dumb videos on YouTube. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. He's like, I was throwing parties. Next time you have a party, maybe you should invite us over. I'm like, all right. Sure, why not? I don't care, whatever, guys. So Nick and Dave over there. Okay. They were nice gentlemen, and then I came back. But when I got back here, I couldn't feel my legs anymore because I smoked a cigarette.
Yeah.
And I don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, that's bad.
I was I'm off the reservation. I am gone. Yeah. I am flying around the world right now.
That would have been a Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm moment if I had to go over there and smooth things over. Because the guy would have been like, smoke a cigarette. I would have been like,
I can't. No. You have to. I can't.
I'm like,
and then everybody's like, oh man, Greg got a lace cigarette. It was just a regular cigarette.
No, it was probably
like my throat's all sore now.
Yeah,
I was already dealing with allergies or whatever, and now I'm all up here.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I did what I had to do to save Kind of Funny though.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
No problem, because I didn't want bad blood. Thank you,
also
Kevin.
We shouldn't play with drones while we're drinking.
I think based on the reaction of Nick and Dave, I don't think we should ever play. We should never have a drone again.
The issue
out there.
Kevin's been wanting to have a drone for the longest time, and I'm like, okay. And now we can't have nice. This is why we can't have nice things, Kevin.
I'll talk to Nick and Dave.
Don't talk to Nick and Dave.
They're cool.
Go over there and talk.
They're
to Nick
cool.
And Dave.
You smoke one cigarette with them, and it's fine.
Nick's a 24-year-old plumber.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's good.
Blue collar man over there. Seemed like Dave. I don't think I got their relation. I think it's his father. It was cool.
Looked like his dad.
Huh? Was Sean like flying dad. It over
no,
their backyard?
No, he flew it up here, just right here, right over
us.
Yeah, us. But like, and that's when they came out, when they were like yelling from across the street. I was like, we didn't cross this street. We're not recording you guys. We're just recording us, and that's it. Mm. But we'll talk to them about the drones. It'll be fine. They are going to be a staple at Kind of Funny parties from now on.
Great. That's smart.
Wait, what are Nick and Dave or the drones?
Nick and Dave.
Oh, okay.
And the drones.
That's Nick thing. If we get Nick and Dave over here and they get to try piloting the drone, they're going to be like, oh, this is totally cool. Don't worry about it. Just don't film in our house.
Should we show the footage of them like giving us
Let's let other people bring their drones over for when the inevitable happens, that drone crashes into a car.
Oh, I thought it was going to be when Nick and Dave shoot it.
No, I don't care about that. I just... If everyone's getting power fucking bombed and like flying drones out there,
nobody's getting power bombed.
There was no power bomb.
I was totally
drivers.
Sober, like 100%.
Is that true?
Yeah, I believe that. When I believe fucking reindeer can't fly. See what I did
what
there?
What the fuck is he saying? I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We come to you with all the nerdy news you need to know about before giving away a video game and jumping in the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. There's a whole bunch of ways to do it. We'll explain it later. We'll run through the news you need to know about here. Before that, though, I want to do something unheard of. Thank you for grasping the thing. Number one, I got to do an ad before everything because we've got two ads.
What? Okay.
But ads usually are sponsor the giveaway, right?
I've never heard of this.
So since the ad at the end sponsored the giveaway, we're going to give away a new Chad. A brand new Chad here.
Oh, no.
One of the piranha plants, so you can go home. It's going to go to somebody in the Twitch chat. I need you to find with the random number generator somebody from the Twitch chat. Okay. Well, I tell you, this episode's brought to you by Blue Apron. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/KFMS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. Nick, you know I love Blue Apron. I made it over there. I did a little thing. It was one of the things that got me on my road to being the great barbecue chef you see out there now, making these amazing ribs, making these amazing chickens. You can do it too.
So good.
Blue Apron's easy. Don't believe me? Go look at Trevor Starkey's Instagram. He's all over there too. We all know Trevor Starkey. Not the smartest man in the world. But if he can do it,
great hair, though.
Great hair.
Great.
That's blueapron.com/KFS. Who is this going to? Nicholas?
Beep, boop, bop, boop. We're doing the randomizer. Oh, gosh.
Jesus Christ,
oh,
Nick.
Oh, gosh.
Hold I'll on. Do it. Sorry, how about
you
that?
You got to do
it. I'm
sorry.
In the randomizer.
I don't know how the randomizer works.
Kevin Man X has won this, Chad. Kevin Man X. Yay. Or Kev Man X, I apologize. I'm saying message Chad, body, address. I need your full name and address to send you Chad. Kevin Man X from the Twitch chat. First story is going to be, I'm not excited about this one at all in many respects, Nick.
Yeah.
The first, because what I can already tell you what we're about to see. The first story is from Polygon. Marvel and Insomniac Spider-Man PS4 exclusive game releasing this year. The fuck? Just the ad there? Yeah. This is from Julia Alexander. I know her. She's nice. Marvel has finally announced a launch window for Sony and Insomniac's PS4 exclusive Spider-Man game. The game, which was announced there, blah, 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 was brought up in a live stream captured by a Reddit user. It can be seen below. During the stream, Ryan Penegas, better known, of course, as Agent M, vice president and executive editor of Marvel Digital Media, confirmed that Spider-Man will be coming to PS4 later this year, along with a couple of other games. Quote, "There's even more on the horizon for 2017, Ryan said. Like Spider-Man coming to PS4 and Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite coming to Xbox One and PS4 and blah, 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 blah." Then they go on and they go on and they go on and they go on. Then finally, which is, I didn't understand Polygon does this. Polygon updates the article at the very end to say, Insomniac Games this morning said there is no estimated time frame for the game's release, despite Marvel stating otherwise. This came from a tweet. Now, here's the problem. You ready?
Yeah.
No fucking way in hell Spider-Man comes out this year. Not a goddamn fucking chance you play this game.
Bold.
In you're never getting this game in 2017. It's not happening. But here's the fucking problem, is that it is now April 3rd, 2017.
Yeah.
I now am going to have to hear about this the rest of the fucking year.
Yeah.
And every time I say this, it's going to be like Persona, where you guys are going, well, Marvel said it was coming. No, they didn't. Clearly, Ryan just fucked up. It happens. You say things, you think you know something, you put it out there, it is no. There's no fucking way this game from Insomniac is coming for the PlayStation 4 this year. Stop saying it. Don't make this another Persona. Don't be Alexa Ray Correa about this. You fucking bet me wings on a Persona bet, and then it gets pushed back 2 years. This game is not coming out this year.
Did she lost on that bet?
Big time.
No, she gave us the wings. She said it.
Oh, Welsh. I thought you said, did she lost on that bet?
Yeah, I said Welsh.
Yeah, no, she delivered me an extra life. She brought a bunch of Welsh, I think.
Lots of wings.
Welsh.
that's just insulting an entire group of people.
He runs like a Welshman.
Welshman.
No, there's no way this is happening. Don't get your hopes up. Everybody fucking listen. Don't throw this in my face now. Even if they come out at E3. Even if they come out of fucking E3 and they're like, here it is, holiday, I'm telling you it's not happening. And you can either choose to get on the Greg Miller train right now, or you can let the Greg Miller train run you over come January fucking 1st, 2018, when you are not playing Spider-Man on the PlayStation 4. People, man. People piss me off.
Trailer looks dope, though.
Oh, my God, I can't wait for this game. You kidding
me? Hope it comes out this year.
It's not, I mean, this is all they've shown. I mean... No, it's not coming out this year. Not a way. Not a chance. I wish, but no. No. Because they wouldn't even... I mean, like, think about the hype train you're going to put on behind this. You have an exclusive Spider-Man game. You're not promoting that everywhere all the time. They were fucking putting into PlayStation ads last year for trying to sell a PlayStation 4. You're telling me they want to be out right now saying, guess what? Spidey's coming. Fall, whatever. Get ready.
This game looks dope, though. This
game looks awesome.
Crazy.
Not sure how I feel about the white Spider-Man on the emblem.
Yeah. My hope with it is that by the time we see it again, they'll have redesigned it. Because I think the idea behind it in my mind, in The Outsider, is, hey, here's a very clear visual clue that this is not Homecoming, this is not Ultimate, this is not, it's not in that universe at all. We are making our own Spider-Man game here that's our own world we have to play with.
Maybe they could just have them in shorts.
Maybe. That's one way to do it, too. Just really tight shorts.
Yeah. Like chubbies.
Yeah.
So every time he flies, I'd be like, eh.
You get to see it? See the spider hog? See a little spider hog over there?
Spider hog.
Does whatever a spider hog can.
What's the next story?
The next one is one you added.
I did.
That I don't know anything about, so you get to read it.
Oh, thank God. Hold on. Let me find it now.
You want me to read it?
No, I had to. You know, I'll read it, but I had to. Because
I don't understand what's about to happen in the story.
Okay, hold on. I had to shut down my web browser. I was accidentally using Firefox.
Over at BuzzFeed. Farrah Penn says Tim McGraw absolutely lost it during the Backstreet Boys performance at the ACM Awards. Behold, famous country music singer Tim McGraw.
Now, are you familiar with Tim McGraw?
I love Tim McGraw. You're not familiar with Tim McGraw.
I'm not familiar with Tim McGraw, but this story makes me like him so much more.
You know what
because
else? I'll tell you right now.
He is a huge Backstreet Boys fan.
Everyone get ready for this too at your house with your Spotify. Go listen to Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw. Great fucking track that's on the Hot Country list right now.
Okay.
Big fan of it. I made Kevin and Andy and Greg listen to some Hot Country last night. They loved it. They loved it.
Farrah Penn says, "Behold, famous country singer Tim McGraw, who recently revealed to the world one of his deepest and purest passions at the Academy of Country Music Awards on Sunday night, the Backstreet Boys." So if you scroll down here, here he is waving his hands in the air like he just doesn't care.
Sure, with
about
Faith
anything
Hill.
Other than his Backstreet Boys love, and that's his lovely wife, Faith Hill. Then we scroll down to more. Here he is again, overcoming with delight that he got a hug from the actual Backstreet Boy. And I'm like, okay, this is like he's just having fun. He's just having a good time, right? And while some audience members were like, yeah, this is cool. Let me bob my head, this sweet little jam. Tim McGraw's mind appeared to be literally blown when the boys came out to do their signature synchronized move during their performance of Everybody, Backstreet's Back, which you're familiar with. Everybody! You know?
Yeah!
And here's Tim McGraw's amazing expression at the end of the performance, most likely the moment when all of his dreams actually came through. I love that they just pulled, like, they just kept going back to the Tim McGraw well on this. Like, who knows if Tim McGraw is that big of a fan?
I mean, I like to imagine
that he was like, Backstreet Boys are going to be there? Fuck you, Faith. I'm going. Whoa. She's like, I'm invited too.
She's like, why would you say that? We go everywhere together. We're amazing.
Like, you need to hurry up. The Backstreet Boys aren't going to wait for us.
We got to get there. We got to get the seats. We have assigned seats.
My question to Tim McGraw, and I wish we knew him because we'd call him right now, is you're that big of a Backstreet Boys fan. What would have happened if NSYNC came out?
I mean, he would. I think he's got to go cold shoulder.
Really?
I think so.
Because I feel like NSYNC was. I feel like everyone liked Backstreet Boys just because there wasn't a new NSYNC song out. And then when NSYNC came out, it was like that took up all the air in the room. Like Backstreet Boys were definitely in the echelon of boy bands, like late '90s, early 2000 boy bands. Backstreet Boys were second all the time, far second, a distant second to NSYNC.
Tim.
Tim's going to agree with me on this. No one can disagree that NSYNC's the best Backstreet.
I'm not saying that NSYNC wasn't the better boy band. I'm just saying that I think that actually made Backstreet more endearing.
In the echelon of boy bands,
yeah,
how big is the margin between NSYNC and everyone else?
Oh.
I'm talking like mid, like, you know, the early 2000, late 90s boy band.
I mean, well, it's Backstreet Boys and NSYNC are in a league of their own.
Are they?
Yeah.
Because I always felt like Backstreet Boys were still...
He's talking shit about Backstreet.
A proximity.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. I've said this many times. We need to do a GOG topic about this at some point.
Okay.
But I've said it many times that NSYNC are the clear victors of the whole situation.
Of course. Absolutely.
But the thing is, in my older age, I can now appreciate that Backstreet Boys made better music. Their songs are more timeless from a song perspective,
maybe
from a production standpoint. But NSYNC brought the hits.
Sure.
They brought
album,
the Bye Bye Byes,
the J.C. Chazes.
Well, they did that.
They had the Joey Fatones.
Yeah,
God bless Joey Fatone. Joey Fatone was an 84-year-old man when he joined that group. He just dyed his hair and beard.
It's Fatone, right?
Yeah, I call him Joey Fatone.
You call him Fatone? Okay. I'm just saying, like Backstreet.
I like we had Cisco on. And Cisco was like, yeah, I used to hang out with Joey Fatone.
And you were mind-blowing.
I'm like, there's not much more to that story. I mean, this is a BuzzFeed article, so it's mostly just a bunch of pictures and things that don't really matter. But there you go.
Well, this show doesn't matter either, so I don't think you have to worry too much about
that. That's true.
Over at the PlayStation blog, everyone's favorite Otzel's coming back. Jak and Daxter, PS2 classics coming to PlayStation 4 this year. The dynamic duo is back. We are delighted to announce that Jak and Daxter, the precursor legacy, Jak 2 and Jak 3 will be available on PS4 via download at PlayStation Store later this year. Longtime fans and new players alike can experience the incredible exploits of Jak and Daxter as the duo sets out to explore ancient lands and unravel the mysteries of the precursors. Thank you, Kevin. The dramatic PlayStation noise. And we're not done yet. Ready to get carjacked? That's right! Jak X Combat Racing Naughty Dog's Wild Vehicular Combat PS2 Classic will be available for the first time anywhere since its release back in October 2005. Originally released for the PS2, Jak X will make its way onto the PlayStation 4 later this year. Play adventure or exhibition mode in this no-holds-barred buggy brawler for hours of challenge and fun. Although there will be no online features, you can still battle against your friends via split screen. Experience these Naughty Dog PS2 classics with 1080p up rendering and trophy support. Additional enhanced features include share play, remote play, and activity feeds. Parentheses, an active PlayStation Plus membership is required for certain online features. So that's cool. I loved Jak. I never I didn't get into Ratchet and Clank. I fell into the Jack and Daxter camp.
Okay.
Those are the guys I loved. And I'm one of the weird ones that liked Jack 2 a lot. A lot of people didn't like Jack 2. I like Jack 2. It was like, you know, hey, we're jumping into this thing. We're going to make it like a GTA, make it open, give you some guns, have you in the cars. People think Jack 3 was better. I somehow lost interest kind of by then.
I wasn't a fan of either until I played the most recent Ratchet and Clank game. And then I was wow, I really missed out on these.
Yeah, well, it's better now than ever. So there you go.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's exciting. I won't go back and replay them. I'm not really being pulled to them. But I liked them.
How were you at in Persona? Did you beat it?
Oh, God, no. Fuck no.
You got 80, 90 hours left of that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. I'm through the first dungeon. I mean, but it's like, yeah. No, I'm not going to. No. Persona's going to be going on a long time.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you.
Which is good. I'm glad about that. Excited to talk about it this week on the Gamescast with the one and only Dark Knight of News, Andrew Goldfarb.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you with Zelda?
Because
that's why you didn't come last night, right?
That's why. Well, Zelda. I didn't come last night because I just needed a day. I was like, I just wanted a day off. Like, it was sunny. I was staring out of my window. My wife was there. We were just watching movies and drinking diet soda.
On the island?
Like, on the island. I'm like, I'm just going to play Zelda all day and not move. And that's what I needed to do. And then I woke up this morning. My back was so stiff. From the island, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like 40 shrines in. I think I've got 12 hearts. And I beat one of the divine beasts. And I just keep going, man.
Yeah.
I just figured out that you can surf on your shield, so I'm a little behind that. Like, yeah, it said you could do it before, but I finally got to that level where the girl's like, hey, let's surf. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of that last night.
Nice.
It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I beat it. I beat Ganon on the way home.
Did you?
From Austin. Yeah, cool. And then once it was done, I'm like, no, I'm going to go back for other shrines and stuff. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm not. Not feeling it right now. Like, right now I'm going to stop and
did you beat all four of the divine beasts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to go try to take down again.
That's the way to do it.
Like, there's, you know, I just got the tip that there's a dude that makes, you know, the cooler armor and the arrows and all the tech stuff. And I'm like, I guess I'll do that. But there's just too much to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got
that. Well, that's the thing. I finished the game 14%.
That's it?
14% out of 100.
Holy shit. Nah, I'm good.
Whatever. In the chat, Dan Oni says, Greg, I tweeted at you. Why has your Xbox One been on the last few days on Trivial Pursuit Live? Because when I was in Austin, I did a Let's Play of Trivial Pursuit Live with the Achievement Hunters and signed in on Jack's Xbox, and I assume he just left it on and walked away. And so I've been just constantly playing Trivial Pursuit Live.
It's going to be that way till the next time you go back.
I hope there's a trophy for just, you know, achievement, I should say, for you dorks. For a million hours of Trivial Pursuit Live. Because that's what I need, Kev. Andy Cortez?
Yeah.
Come here.
Good evening. When is Fate of the Furious out?
Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show.
Yeah.
Oh,
your
God,
first day.
You
came all the way.
So
you came all the way.
Look at him.
Sure did.
He's out of focus, but nobody cares.
I want you to sit here. You sit down and you talk to them.
Okay.
Do you get like a poop?
I'm gonna blow my nose. I can't tell if it's the allergies, if it's a cold, if it's just the cigarette.
Blow my load.
You know, a cigarette might help clear your sinuses.
No, I don't like any of the things the cigarette.
We were very worried what might have been in the cigarette.
I wasn't.
LSD.
Those guys look like they're shadow sons of anarchy. Oh,
that's fun. Whoa. That's good. I'm glad we pissed them off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, how was your? I guess your first official day is today, but you came with us yesterday, or you were with the guys yesterday on the stream.
Yeah, yeah. We did a little bit of things yesterday. Hopped on stream a little bit. Didn't know what I was talking about.
No, I don't either.
Had no idea.
No.
Yeah.
Now, how much wrestling do you watch?
I had not watched anything since like maybe 2011.
Okay.
It's been a while.
So were you familiar with some of the characters that were happening in this wrestling thing?
Yes. This one was a little bit more familiar to me because some of the old names were there. Hardy Boys were back.
No,
Hardy Boys were there. Let's see. Who else came out? Was Kane there? No.
No,
he wasn't. Undertaker was there.
Let me I'm at rapid fire here. Was Stone Cold Steve Austin there?
No.
Was The Rock there?
No.
Was Hulk Hogan there?
In spirit.
What about Ultimate Warrior?
No, he's dead.
What about any of the Hearts? Owen Hart, was Owen Hart there?
Owen Hart also dead.
What about Bret the Hitman Hart?
No, he wasn't there.
Bret the Hitman, I always thought he was in Pearl Jam when I was a kid for some reason.
I think he was actually
I thought he was
the
front man of Pearl Jam, yeah.
Greg, what about Chris Jericho? Was Chris Jericho there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Y2J.
What about Chris Benoit?
Chris Benoit
also died too.
Jesus, why are these people dead?
You probably know their names because you've heard about them dying.
Probably, absolutely. Holy crap. What about, okay, let me keep going on this. What about Eddie Guerrero?
Dead
too.
What the
fuck? He's dead.
How did he die?
Heart attack.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Now, what about Rey Mysterio Jr.?
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
He's
he
dead?
No, he didn't do anything.
Okay.
Junior?
So acrobatic. Was he a junior? Where did that come from?
I thought there's a.
Is there a junior?
Maybe he is a junior.
I think he might have been, but he dropped it. Open the chat. The chat will let you know immediately. It's that one right there.
So who are the big names? So was John Cena there?
Oh yeah.
So John Cena is the big.
In the ring. Nikki Bella.
To Nikki Bella. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Oh yeah. You know, I watched them on the Divas.
It was adorable, dude. That was really cute.
Yeah, I actually probably know more Divas than I know.
Because of Total Divas?
Because of Total Divas.
They don't call him that anymore.
They don't call him Divas anymore?
That's just...
he is a junior. All right, thank you. Yeah, it was Rey Mysterio Jr.
Rey Mysterio Jr.
Just dropped
it. Wait, he had Rey Mysterio his dad?
I guess. I don't know.
That's how junior...
What's Rey Mysterio Sr. up to?
Who won WrestleMania? Is there someone that wins?
We all did.
No. We actually all lost. It was really disappointing.
It was very disappointing.
It was really sad.
Why?
Because Undertaker lost and then retired. Took off all his clothes and put him in the middle of the ring, and then walked away.
Naked? He was naked?
So there was a picture last night I saw on Twitter where the venue was all closed and they were already like striking the stage and everything. This was like 2 hours after the event was over.
Gets his clothes?
No. They make me pay for these.
The clothes are still there in the center of the ring. Like they left them there the whole time. Yeah,
you're kidding.
It was very emotional. It was very sad.
So that's a big deal, right? Because he's been wrestling forever.
For 92 years.
Holy, 92 years.
92 years.
So, and the thing is, he can't die, right? So he could theoretically come back in like another 92 years.
Yeah, but his hip's still bad.
Is that what it is?
That's the thing about being immortal. Like, you know, you may not be able to die, but
your cartilage goes
with the ailments. Yeah.
They don't tell you that when you sign up for the immortality. Like, you're going to live forever, but you're going to have arthritis in your joints pretty early on. And you're going to have to deal with that. It's going to suck. Maybe an artificial hip.
Yeah. That he has one right now, doesn't he? He has a fake hip.
Yeah.
Does he really? Supposedly, like, depending on how you get those, they will actually really fuck up your mobility. But. Whatever.
It looked sure looked like it last night.
Yeah,
there was not like a whole lot of mobility.
I was listening to an interview with a guy on the Tim Ferriss podcast, and he was talking about how he has two artificial, I think, knees, and he can't. They don't bend anyway but forward and back. It's like you can't do this with him at all. It's just this, so he walks like he's on stilts.
Gotcha.
It sucks. Yeah. I imagine that might make wrestling hard. So was that an emotional day for you then? You've been a huge Undertaker fan for a very long time.
Yeah, isn't anybody? It should have stopped a long time ago. The one where he lost to Brock. He shouldn't have lost that. He should have just gone out.
Is Lesnar still? Is he still wrestling?
Yeah, he wrestled last night.
He won.
Yeah.
Did he?
Maybe Goldberg.
Beat Goldberg.
Goldberg still wrestles?
Yeah.
I was going to joke about that, but I was like, that's too obvious.
Okay, love you.
Love you. Bye. Welcome to Kinda Funny. I thought he'd talk to you about like starting work here, but no.
Okay.
It's cool. Thanks for being an employee, a full-time employee. We love you. We're excited to
Hey, are we taking Andy to lunch later?
We got to do something for him, yeah.
Yeah, what are we doing? Andy, what do you want to eat? You want to eat know. Some
The world's yours.
It's a Peruvian restaurant.
Love that. That man, Kevin, like, immediately steered the car.
What do you
want
to eat?
Huh?
You like Korean food? How about that Korean restaurant you've never been to? You want to do that?
I need to go to the bank.
You gotta get closer.
I need to go to the bank.
What does it have to do with
it? There's a bank right down the street. You should use that bank.
No, he has a stupid bank.
I'm switching over to Bank of America, though. That's what I want to do.
You should check. Chase. Better.
Peer pressure.
That wasn't peer pressure.
Over! At... Blizzard_ANZ, which of course is for Australia and New Zealand. They have a little video saying, hey, Overwatch dorks. April 12th, something's happening. So there you go, dorks.
Nerds.
Gotta put it out there. You wanna be
one
of these?
You're a fucking nerd and nobody likes you. And nobody likes you. That's so fucking loud. Kevin, can we get the volume down?
Kevin don't care. Kevin don't care.
Kevin don't give a fuck.
Kevin done with everything people cared about. It's over for Kevin. He said he's done with the news. He said, I'm Kevin. Gonna turn down the radio. Oh, yeah. It's going down very slowly.
It did it first.
Give me one high and outside.
There you go.
I didn't think you were really gonna throw it.
You tempted the devil.
Yeah, you know, and I called down the thunder.
That's good. Well, we have to listen. Are we watching?
I don't think there's any trailers anyway. Next story comes from IGN.com, where Jordan Serrani says Batman Arkham VR coming to Vive and Oculus Rift. Batman Arkham VR is coming to PC via Oculus Rift and HTC Vive on April 25th, previously exclusive to PSVR. Batman Arkham VR comes to PC with Oculus Touch and Vive controller support, as well as support for the DualShock 4, Xbox One controller, and Steam controller. Quote, the Dark Knight has always been an incredible character to work with due to his psychological depth. So it's really, I don't know why I'm doing this voice for Sefta. It's really exciting to use this immersive medium to delve deeper into the psyche. We're thrilled that PC players can finally wear the cowl for themselves and take it on the run. It's good and bad all at once, I think. Congratulations, more people are going to play this game.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Rocksteady, getting their work to more people.
Yep.
It's a sad day for the PlayStation VR lineup to lose something they had over the other places.
This is the beginning of the end for PlayStation VR.
I think launching it was the beginning of the end.
where are we with that? Because I don't listen to any of the podcasts we do on games.
Sure.
I don't really care.
Sure.
Where is VR in its death throes?
Well,
is it,
No. Chad, I want to hear your opinion on this. This is what I was talking about on PS I Love You, is the fact that I thought what would happen is people would buy it, PlayStation VR, and then a week later start bitching about it. Oh, they didn't have anything to play in it. Blah, blah, blah. But it seems like most people understood they were buying into experimental tech that isn't going to have a lot of amazing AAA stuff coming to it.
Sure,
And so that was the weird thing of, you know, right around the new year turn, Andrew House put out that, or maybe it was a little bit, that Business Insider piece or whatever, where Andrew House was like, yeah, you know, I'm one of the people who said we need to be timid about this and not go all in and not make too many units. But we went the wrong way and didn't make enough, and now we can't keep them in stock, and everybody's buying them, blah, blah, blah. So I think it's a thing where they're going to play catch-up on this, I think. But it seems like the install base right now is okay, that they're not upset about it, even though I'm sure I'm looking at the chat here, so you know what I mean? Like, people are still going back and forth. Somebody I've seen a couple of people saying they traded it in for a Switch and all this different stuff. Farpoint's still coming out, which looks to be interesting. I think the success Resident Evil 7 saw with it, we'll see more people doing things with that. But it really does come down to Sony needs to get more of these units in stores, but then also have more games for you to play.
Yeah.
And that is the thing, that there's a lot of downloadable indie stuff that's going through. Like, you know, love it or hate it, that Ghostbusters experience came out a couple weeks ago, like out of the blue, which is a dumb way to do it.
Sounds like you hate it.
I don't hate it at all, no. Oh, okay. I mean, I don't use it often. You know what I mean? Like, it does sit there and gather dust, but I knew that's what I was probably getting in for. That's why when Colin and I would talk about it, I was like, the theater mode, I thought, was an interesting addition because it actually gave you something to do with it when you are waiting for the next thing to come out and do it.
Interesting.
But it's, you know, it is what it is. It's this experimental tech. It's everybody trying to figure out what to do with it. And are consumers energized enough to go buy more games? And then developers, are they energized enough to go do it? Cross-platform stuff like this makes it viable because now you can actually make the money back in the games you're making, the development costs you're sinking into it. But if anybody's going to jump on that from here, we'll see. The next big step's E3. If at E3 they come out and it's like, hey, there is no, you know, remember when they originally announced VR, right? It's like Star Wars and Batman and Resident Evil and like, hey, here are all these awesome big name franchises that actually turned out to be pretty cool. Are we going to see that again in E3 where they come out and they're like, cool, here's the next wave of AAA franchises getting into bed with PlayStation VR and making something happen here? Or is it just going to be, we won't even mention it. You'll get a sizzle reel and there'll be weird indie stuff in there, but that's all there is.
If that's the case, is that final nail?
I mean, what do you, this goes back to the Vita argument or the PSP argument. What is a nail? Like, I don't think you're going to see people stop making games for it. I don't know
just
if you'll
ever
see.
I think that it's official that it wasn't necessarily, like, when I look at successes, I think about most recently the Switch. The Switch caught fire and everyone's talking about it. It's top on every gamer's mind right now.
Sure.
Right? Even if you're not a Nintendo fan, you're thinking like, fuck. A lot of people are talking about the Switch. Think about that Mario Kart. Think about that Zelda. Think about 6, 7, 8 months from now when more games come out. But that's what I feel like is a success.
Sure.
And I feel like, the PS4 was a success.
Yes. But I go back to what we were saying leading up to it of like, what do you determine success? What is Sony determining a success?
Well, obviously it's profitable.
That Andrew House article was like, no, this is a big success based on what we thought was going to happen.
Right.
It's just kind of fucked them over of getting it there. I just think that the hardcore among us, and myself included, who went and got a PlayStation VR, knowing this wasn't going to be every day I'm putting this thing on and doing something. You are buying it for experiences.
Once every 2 weeks.
And like when you have mom come over, you put her in it because you want to see what it is. It isn't Switch, right? It isn't PlayStation 4.
That was one of the greatest Let's Plays I've ever done.
I can see my hand.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
God bless David Kennedy.
And that's the thing here where it's like, okay, some people are, Rady Moon says, I'm still selling my PlayStation VR and no buyers.
A couple people said they traded theirs in for a
Switch. Trake 2009, I love my VR. Mm-hmm. Riggs is the best bitches.
Bottom bitches?
It's fucking bitches? Because it's bleeped out the thing before bitches, but I don't know what's going on. Bahar 0815, Media Molecules game is probably going to be a VR game. Dreams VR could be a thing, right? It could be, but that is not going to help you. That is not going to help either of them. Their cases are not going to be helped. So it's this thing of just people jumping in. I don't know. That's the whole thing. What is success and what isn't success? I don't think, this is wave one. You know what I mean? That's how Shuhei talked about it. Now, will there be a wave two? Will they continue to do this or are they going to pull back? Because Sony's been this Tale of Two Sonys for a little bit recently, of like the hubris of the PlayStation 3, but then also, no, we still remember what got us here and games and experiences and stuff. So we'll see whatever he does, but I do not know. I do not know.
All right. That's your show for today, everybody.
Alex, thank you. NC says, I work at a GameStop. We can hardly keep VR in stock. And that's the thing, is that people who, I think, I don't know. I mean, the people, I'm not saying the people who traded in are wrong or whatever. I just feel like this, somehow the message got out correctly of, you are buying this because we're taking a chance on it and right. we're going to see what happens.
Come with us on
the And you're going to get Gary the Gull, but you're also going to get a Resident Evil. You're going to get more shit like Gary the Gull, and then you're going to get a Resident Evil.
100 foot, we're about golf for life.
I never even played that. I have it, but I didn't play it. That's the other thing, too, where it's just like,
yeah. It's in the animated show.
So busy. It is. It is in the animated show. Over at Variety.com, Brent Lang says, box office, Boss Baby tops Beauty and the Beast, Ghost in the Shell bombs. Oof. The Boss Baby is enjoying the view from the top. The animated comedy bottled up a leading 49 million from just over around 4,000 locations, edging out Disney's Beauty and the Beast, a box office juggernaut that's dominated the multiplex since debuting 3 weeks ago. Here we go. In the weekend's other new release, Paramount's Ghost in the Shell bombed, taking a demoralizing $19 million. Ooh. I want to focus mainly on
Ghost
in the Shell.
You went up against Alec Baldwin, unfortunately.
So I'm getting away from the Boss Baby thing here. Okay. Trying to get rid of this. Get
now,
past that.
We saw it. Tim didn't see it, though.
Ghost in the Shell. Yeah, Ghost in the Shell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about it this week.
Oh.
Kind of want to make it a GOG topic
this
week. Okay. Maybe we can release Tim. Just tell him he can go away, do some businessy shit, and maybe Andy can come on or Kevin can come on. We can talk about it.
Well, Andy's coming on, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Andy's the guest.
Oh, Andy's the guest. Okay. So, oh, that's fine then. At least we'll have him, and Tim can just.
Yeah. Fuck off.
If he doesn't want it spoiled, he can stay if he wants to ask his questions.
Fuck right off. Yeah, I'm trying to hear. Okay, so I was shocked and still in to this guy who I don't know. It's nice when you have critics and audience aligns, but it's painful when you don't get it. You wonder why the audience is like it so much and the reviewers don't. Ghost in the Shell is an adaptation of a popular Japanese manga about a cyber-enhanced warrior, a bee-spandexed. Okay, I don't like that at all. Scarlett Johansson, who must take down a cabal of terrorist hackers, was in production with in conjunction with DreamWorks Pictures and blah, blah. If it wants to fight its way back to the black, it will need to get a big lift from foreign crowds. To that end, the science fiction story pulled in 40 million abroad from 50 territories.
Interesting.
So do you want to save it? Because I thought we'd talk about Ghost in the Shell here.
I mean, we can if you want to.
We can go top level.
You want to do top level here?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about Ghost in the Shell. I'd never watched the anime or the manga or never read the manga, so I just knew nothing. Going in, I was like, oh, well, that's fun. I thought it was really pretty. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, if you asked me from the outside, what, like, from based on the trailer, what's the story going to be about, I would have predicted what the story is going to be about.
Sure.
So it was like, I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm on the edge of my seat of what's going to happen. But
yeah, I'm fascinated. I really thought this was going to be one of those movies that did well because it looks, it kind of ticks off all the boxes, right? It's got Scarlett Johansson. It's a beautifully made film. The visual effects are stunning and it's about, man, it's sci-fi. And it's good sci-fi. I personally didn't dislike it. But I found myself halfway through going, and this is just me. As I'm watching the movie, I was like, I can't. I think this was different in the original. Mm. And then about three quarters of the way through, I'm like, I kind of want to go back and watch the original. And that's not what I wanted to be thinking when I was watching this movie. I wanted to be enthralled the entire time.
Sure.
But I think also this is the problem. Same problem with Watchmen. Same problem with 300. Well, actually, 300 had a lot of different problems, but I loved it. When you're trying to be that faithful to the source material, you're going to run the risk of alienating some of the fans that are hardcore Ghost in the Shell fans, right? So I'm not hardcore, but I remember watching that movie going, "Ha, this is a really unique, amazing experience." On the level, maybe not quite as far up, but on the level of Akira and some of the other like wildly touted pantheon of anime movies.
Okay.
So I remember watching it going, this is really amazing, and I was hoping for that same emotional connection experience here, and I just didn't get it, unfortunately. Now, to say again that it's not a bad movie, I think it's a fun action movie, and I definitely think it's worth seeing, especially in the theaters. But I also really want to go back and watch the original now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that tells. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
Tyson Rhino wants to know if my shirt's available for sale. No, it is not. This is a shirt a fan sent in that I'm wearing. It's the guy who makes all the shirts we always wear, the Kevin ones. The
I just realized what that's in reference to.
Yeah, yeah. Old Grandma Miller and the Raccoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had fun. But I mean, I don't know. I understand why people wouldn't like it if you really like the source material, I guess, but I just didn't know anything about
now,
it.
Now, let me ask you this question. Yeah. Does it, would not being one of us, I think the main deterrent for people on a lot of the reviews that I saw was the whole whitewashing stuff.
Sure.
Do you feel like top level that was an issue here, or do you feel like what people are just blowing it out of proportion? I'm putting you on the spot here.
No, I don't mind. I mean, I go back to Jimmy Wong. You remember when this got announced, Jimmy Wong put up a whole Twitter essay or something to that effect. Maybe it was a link off somewhere else. Maybe he wrote an article, I forget. But being like, yeah, it sucks that this movie is featuring, you know, Scarlett Johansson and not a Japanese person or Asian person. I get that, but what's really what I thought was really interesting, because I don't ever think of this. I'm not a movie guy, and I'm not a minority, and I don't think on this level of what's happening, right?
Yeah.
For movie, like games, I'm in the shit of like, why isn't this voice? Oh, that voice actor's playing somebody. You know, I mean, it's interesting. I know that industry. Movies, I'm just like, what's on? All right, great, bye. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
But he brought up the interesting point of, yeah, it sucks that this is happening in this movie, in this specific instance. What's more alarming is the fact that why it's happening. It's happening because there is no Asian movie star right now that can carry a picture.
Right.
And he's like, that's the huge problem. He's like, if I remember correctly, he was saying like, we never had it, don't get me wrong, where there was hundreds, but there was Jackie Chan, and there was Lucy Liu, and there were these people that like you could put into a movie and put them front and center on the poster, mm-hmm. and people are like, oh yeah, I want to go see that thing. True. And Jimmy Wong was saying, we currently don't have that. We do not have an Asian movie star that's like somebody we could be like, you can carry this picture. And that's the whole thing with the movie business that gets into it, right? Or maybe it was this? Yeah, I think this was Jimmy, or maybe, and I think Max had stuff to say about this too, I forget.
Yeah.
It's all running together. But I thought that was an interesting point of somebody who doesn't understand movies, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Of like why Ryan Reynolds is cast in everything. Well, it's like people want to go see that. And it's the same thing now that happens, I've been aware of, with The Rock. Where The Rock's in some movie, and I'm like, yeah, I'll see that. Central Intelligence stars anybody else, I'm not going to go see Central Intelligence in the theater. But when The Rock was there, I was like, yeah. Val Kilmer?
No, fuck Kevin Hart.
Fuck Kevin Hart. Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing. It's like, I like Kevin Hart enough, but not enough. Like, on Netflix, I see his little What Next or whatever. Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to watch it. You know what I mean? I keep going. If Rock had a comedy special, I'm like, what the fuck's up,
Rock? Let's watch The Rock fucking brush his teeth for an hour.
It's one of those, again, not knowing the source material, not being dialed into the movie industry.
Sure.
I thought in the movie, it made sense. Of like, oh, okay. Yeah, of course. I mean, you're taking, and that was the thing of like, when I was, I don't want to spoil, I guess it's not really a spoiler, right? Like, when I'm watching it, I was like,
they showed the entire movie in the trailer, by
the way. As soon as they were like, oh, we put your brain into the shell and like, this is the thing, you know what I mean? I was like, well, clearly this isn't a good thing. This didn't happen, like, whatever they're telling you is a lie. And also, more importantly, is like, oh, I bet she didn't look like Scarlett Johansson when that happened. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, they didn't, like, make you a body to make you look awesome. Or, right. I mean, they didn't make a body that looks just like your fucking shitty
body. They put my brain in another body, I wanted to look like Scarlett Johansson.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure, I'm sure.
I bet. Actually, I'd want to look like that Danish dude that played Batu, the big dude with the flat top.
Oh, yeah?
That dude was fucking dope looking.
Yeah, he was cool.
You know where he's from?
No.
Game of Thrones. He plays the guy, Theon Greyjoy's, like, uncle who kills the Grey. Like, throw him off the bridge in the end of the other one. He's got the cool beard. That's that guy, I think. Pretty sure.
Is it, though?
Yeah, look it up. I looked him up, and I saw pictures of that guy.
Okay.
He's the guy that's trying to kill Theon and
and
the girl. But, dude, he's like, first off, I don't know why all good people are Danish actors. I don't understand this.
The genes.
Like, there's so many good Danish actors. It's ridiculous. And they're all so tall and so impeccably good looking. They're giving the Brits a run for their money. I'm with you on that, but I think that argument kind of, it's a chicken before the egg argument, and this is always the case, right? It's always the case when you hear all these things about, Oscar's so white, or Hollywood whitewashing, or any of these things, is that it's what comes first. Do we have to have the star that comes from Asia that can come over and break into our market, or do we make that star inherently because movies are a very progressive medium for art, and it falls to them, the onus falls to basically people, the producers, to actually lead the conversation in that
sure.
regard, you know? So in this instance, could they have found an up-and-coming Asian actor who could have taken this role and been something brand new to the series?
Sure.
And I understand why they didn't. And trust me, if I were producing this film too, I'd be like, get me ScarJo, because this motherfucker costs a lot of money, and I want my money back. Like,
we have
to make money. And I'm assuming she does well, given her involvement in the Avengers franchise overseas. So I'm sure she has a huge audience over there. So it makes sense. And by the way, I'm sure this movie will do wonderfully overseas, eventually. But it does beg the question of, like, to me, I'm like, especially a person who has seen all this before in what I think is the much more superior medium, which was the anime. I think that movie, far and away, is a better achievement than this movie. I really felt they should have brought something new to it. And I think that newness could have been a cast of people we haven't seen before. Not to discredit Juliette Binoche, or any of the other actors that were in it. But it's a little weird when you think back, like, how many Asian people can you name that were in that movie?
Yeah, I mean, like, the old Japanese guy who was
beat
awesome.
Takashi,
the guy
who's a bad fucking rat. That guy's been in everything, but, that's it. And they're in Tokyo. So it's a little weird.
No, I hear you. And that's the thing of, like, I don't... I don't know the solution, and I don't know. I mean, for me, it goes back to, I think the problem, on top of everything we're talking about, the problem is just how the movies, and I'm not going to get alarmist, but movies are dying, you know what I mean? In the way of, like, it's harder and harder to get people to go to the box office.
I heard a report from, are you familiar with CinemaCon?
Yeah.
CinemaCon just happened.
Yeah.
And I believe the head of Warner Brothers came out and was like, look, we need to find a way to decrease the length in between theatrical release and home release.
Yeah.
Basically, all roads are pointing to the studios trying to figure out how to have day and date releases without pissing off all the theaters.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen.
Yeah, it has to.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the problem, right? It's like, because what you're saying, right, and I don't know... Ghost in the Shell, I thought the trailers looked cool.
The dude from Dark Knight was in it as well. I forgot about that.
Oh, right. I'm quite good. Calculations.
Yes, I'm good.
The trailer was cool. Scarlett Johansson, I like fine, but that doesn't do anything for me to be like, oh, I gotta go see this movie kind of thing. I thought the trailers were interesting. It was the fact that other people had been interested in it, and there was like, that's why I went and saw it. Like, why haven't I gone and watched the anime, right? Why haven't I done anything else?
Sure.
Like, why don't I see a ton of movies that come out with people that I don't know or do know? You know what I mean? Like, there is this whole thing of, I don't know how to fix the problem and how to solve the problem, because I understand what they're doing, where it's like, well, we're putting a lot of money in and this could be big. It's already a big thing with nerds. Can we make it a big thing with everybody?
Right.
Can we get it to everybody? Which you can't, of course, but that's what people want.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because you can tell that they're hoping to have this have longer legs than expected, but we'll see how this works out. This might be a Ghostbuster situation where they're like, well, I guess we're not going to really do any more with this franchise for a while. But we'll see. What are you going to do?
Final thing is a YouTube video you put in.
Yeah, this I just want. Happy Monday, everyone. I saw this. This is based on that BuzzFeed article, and I went down the pipeline and saw this linked. We don't have to play the audio from it, Kevin. You can just show people it. It's just Emma Watson play with kittens while she answers fan questions.
Nice.
It might be my favorite thing I've ever seen in my entire life. First off, Emma Watson is the sweetest person on the planet, and then you add in kittens and...
Sure.
Now, kittens, not cats. Cats... Sure. Terrifying small lions that would kill you if they could.
Sure.
Kittens, adorable, adorable little creatures that are just very
innocent.
Well,
the cats just won't want to do anything with you. You know what I mean? The cat would just go sleep off in the corner and fuck off.
Right.
Kittens at least want to be around you because they're, like, tired. They're there. They don't know. They're learning everything. Look at that.
Yeah, it's me. There.
Look at that. Clinging to you.
So I just wanted to throw this in there, everyone. If you're, if you want a little, you know,
this is BuzzFeed
happiness.
Celeb.
Yeah, one of the 8,000 BuzzFeed channels that are over a million subscribers.
Worth pointing out too, we didn't put it on the rundown, but and I'm sure you've all seen it. Colin's Last Stand, episode one is up right now. You can go check that out.
In its entirety.
So, and we also put up the Game Over Greggy show, Colin's Last Game Over Greggy show, the full podcast
as well. Sorry, I thought that's what you're referring to. My bad. Colin's first episode is up.
Colin's first episode of Colin's Last Stand is up, and then Colin's last episode of the Game Over Greggy show is up in its entirety.
Right, there you go.
Now I'm on the same page.
There you go. Thank you.
Ugh, I hate this, like,
the kittens?
No, this, like, whatever this is, allergies or allergies. Smoking that one cigarette with meth in it.
It's not, it's allergies.
It was allergies. You want a Zyrtec?
I want a Zyrtec.
Do you really want a Zyrtec?
Kind
of. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping into the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. But in between those two segments, I reach into the computer, grab a video game, and toss it out to one of you. How do you win the video game? It's simple. Be in the chat like you are right now on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames, or amplify and have three other chances to win, which is helpful if you're one of the people listening on the podcast service, or watching on youtube.com/kindoffunny, because of course we put this up each and every day on those things. You can amplify your chances or get your chances when you're not here by this way. Subscribe to us on Twitch. If you subscribe to us on Twitch, you're automatically entered. You get the cool logo next to your name. You get the cool emotes. You get private chat time with us. You get the show without any ads. You get to play multiplayer games with me, like we will be doing April 28th when I kick the shit out of Zyger in Mario Kart on Switch. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm gonna kick the shit out of a lot of you, but have you seen the bet we have?
With Zyger?
Yeah.
No.
Sean Pitts has bet me $50 that Zyger can beat me. But I get to pick the cup.
Okay.
And Zyger ain't got a shot.
It's not happening. Sean, you're out of 50 bucks. Greg's good at that game.
I'm going to eat this kid up and chew him and spit him out.
What you going to do, bro?
I think I'm not going to do that order. I think I fucked up the order of how to do that. Also, remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, you can give us a free sub there. You have to give it every month or you don't get it. Use it or lose it kind of thing. And don't you want to take some of the money back from Amazon?
Yeah, they've taken so much of your money out of your life.
You can also go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Give us $2 and you're entered to win everything we give away on this Twitch channel.
My face off right now. That's how bad my allergies are.
Your allergies are bad too?
Well, yeah, like 2 nights ago, I woke up and had an actual allergy attack. Mm. I've never had that before.
Give me the Zyrtec. I want a Zyrtec. Give me the Zyrtec, Kev.
Be careful when you take pills from Kevin.
I don't have a Zyrtec.
Thanks for nothing, Kev.
Actually, give me a second. I'll go check.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Should I read some tips?
No. We're giving away the game, The Seventh Dragon on 3DS. This giveaway is brought to you, though, by BlackTux.com. Looking great for a wedding or special event has never been easier with TheBlackTux.com. With high-quality rental suits and tuxedos delivered to your doorstep, The Black Tux is giving you guys a new way to rent. Get this, The Black Tux offers free home try-on so you can see the fit and feel the quality of your suit months before your event. The best part, it's completely online, so no trips to the tux shop required. TheBlackTux.com lets you create your look or choose from tons of stylist selected outfits starting at just $95. After ordering, your suit will arrive 14 days before your event. That's a full 2 weeks to try it on and make sure everything fits. If anything is less than perfect, The Black Tux will send you a free replacement right away. So you can get $20 off your first purchase. Visit theblacktux.com/funny. That's theblacktux.com/funny for $20 off your first purchase. So we're giving away The Seventh Dragon on 3DS. We already gave away a Chad to someone in the Twitch. This one's going to patreon.com/kindoffunnygamesupporter. The name is Manta Arms. Manta Arms.
Thank you.
Or Manat Arms.
It's from Andy.
2032.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you. Thanks, Andy.
It only costs us $5 each, but he says next time it's double.
These are.
Oh, Jesus.
These
he's
are,
getting us addicted to the smack, and then he's going to raise the price.
Isn't that how you're supposed to do it?
These are Viagras, or these are the right pills?
No. Did you want a Viagra?
No, I want to make sure I know what I'm putting in my body. After last night's cigarette situation.
Can you just take a pill?
Ugh. Hate allergies.
Hate you too.
All right, you want to jump into the tips here. Start there. Then we'll get to subs. Then we'll get into the chat. Feel the Bernard says, hey guys. Greg, you might not remember, but a couple weeks ago, you and Tim were on Canadian TV and you wanted the tweet. Well, here it is. Then he sent it over here. That page does not exist. Come on, Feel the Bernard. Something went wrong in your linking. I don't know what's going on. Thank you, though. Eventually, I'll see myself on Canadian TV. Irvy Mastin. Birthday tax for my boys. I broke an ankle on my birthday last night. God damn. They gave me a shot of morphine in the ER, and oh my God, it was the best birthday present
ever.
Yeah,
boy.
Well, I hope you're feeling okay, man. Hang in there. You could have saved it for your emergency bill there. You didn't have to worry. Give money to you. Thank you. Bless you.
I'm dying.
Brandon Rosa. Hey, Greg, did you ever watch the Beerio Kart video I shared from my channel, Foreplay, that I started thanks to listening to you guys for years? If Kinda Funny did a series, too funny. No, I never watched it. I think I left it open in the tab and then got pulled into a meeting or something. I've opened it once more. I will watch it eventually. I'm Too Passive says, hey, guys, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's incredible. Congrats to Andy as well. Looking forward to seeing your content. Do you have this link? Is this one of the fun clips?
Yeah,
you're
I think there? This is the one I'm looking at now.
Cool. Kevin is vetting your fun clips, so don't hang out. You're gonna have a good time. The Train Chimp. I need advice. I got offered a job in Dubai as a senior photo editor. Superb salary, but will mean leaving my fiance in the UK. They're not super gay friendly over there for a year. Would you take it?
In Dubai?
Yeah, for
a year.
They're
not gay friendly at all in Dubai.
No,
I understand.
Yeah.
A year is not a bad time. First off, you can get through a year. The question is, are you going to be happy in that area and in that culture? So if you're already having like suspicions on, hey, maybe this is not going to be a thing for me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of information you need to pull out of that. I don't think I could do it. I know, and be away from my fiance for a year.
Well, Tim is away from Gio for a year.
Sure.
But I think that actually worked out for Tim because I don't think he likes having that many people around him.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it. It was hard for him. But
yeah,
he did
long
it.
Distance is tough. How much can you, I mean, you're getting a superb salary. How often can you pop back and forth?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, you brought this up here? Yep. This is Brendan Barr's tweet. I thought Ivo's faces looked familiar. Tim Gettys, you made it. A Canadian TV playing Wildlands. Oh, from E3, like forever. Oh, I vaguely remember them filming this. And I was like, who are you guys with? And like, fuck off. I was like,
You know, the flip side of that coin is I got offered a job in San Francisco. I didn't necessarily want to leave Southern California, and I did it, and it ended up being life-changing and awesome. So you can always try it. If you're not comfortable, come back. You know, who cares? There's nothing, unless there's a contract saying you have to be out there for a year, but take it maybe and see what happens, and I don't know.
You got to look into your heart. Can you do it? Do you think you can? Can you be without that person that long? Because long distance sucks.
But there's porn.
I mean, there's all, but it's more than just, you know, coming. It's not like there's more to life than just coming in a relationship.
I think you're doing it wrong.
Okay. Conversation with a Nerd. I started a channel that's completely inspired by you guys. I nerd out to my non-gamer fiance and record her reaction. Would love to see some best friends check it out. Is this here, Kevin?
Yeah.
Are people watching it?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no audio. Can you turn up the audio?
Yeah, sure.
Well, if we're watching, I want to see what he's doing.
This is Navy Philly.
Like the bow tie? Like the look?
The guy that did Firefly? Just to be safe.
I did a lot of shooting. Like me watching the movie with Paula.
And having to explain everything?
Yeah, like you should get porn. They destroyed
my favorite. Oh, Danielle would have gotten up and left by now.
Well, they're not married yet. It's just a fiance. So oh, no. They're still on their best behavior.
Even back in the day, D would have been like this. Cool, I'll see you later.
Well, the game is
and then by that, she would have looked at me, and then I'd be like, oh, I guess I'm the one that has to leave.
All right, well, here we go. Check out Conversation with a Nerd. Mario Not Bro says, what is up, guys? Feel like I haven't tipped in a while, so here's a fun clip about live news going horribly wrong. P.S. Nick, can I get some advice for making a sweet, sweet frap? P.P.S. Zelda's great, heart you.
Mario Not Bros, you know my three cardinal rules, right? Never shit where you eat, always wear condoms, and have sex with everyone you possibly can. Those are the three rules. Making that sweet, sweet frap has to fall into those somehow, except...
What is a frap?
Is anyone making that sweet, sweet frap?
Really?
He works at a Starbucks.
Okay,
so I wanted
okay,
to make
okay.
that frap with some of his friends that work there.
Okay.
Of the female persuasion.
But what are the rules? You're not supposed to shit where you eat.
That's what I'm saying. You can bend this rule, though, if it's a job that's a wage job that you know you're not going to be out forever, or if you can easily transfer stores. So, follow the three rules.
Mario, do not listen to any of this.
Make that sweet, sweet frap whenever you can, but always make sure that you put it in a protective container before the frap goes into someone else's mouth or body.
Jesus. The Lentil King says, Nick, I just heard your Pockets Full of Soup episode, and I loved hearing you speak so candidly. Lots of parallels with my life at the moment. Listening to it has been more inspiring than you could know. Give me some K-Log.
Why
Laying with the boys?
Ain't no chasing sunset, sunset.
That's what we do here, Andy.
Andy, so far, you're what? An hour and a half, 2 hours into your first day?
Yeah.
How does this compare to working at Rooster Teeth?
Well, I already booked my flight back to Austin. Sorry. Great.
That's cool. That you drove here, so be careful.
Mario,
I don't know what you're going to do with your Honda, but...
No, you're a good point.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess you just let Kevin drive it around until there's no brakes, and then he'll just continue to drive around. Side note, I'm seeing the sandwich thing here.
I know, it's because Kevin loves to ruin all of this.
Do you want to go to that sandwich place
we
went to? Yeah.
Yeah?
What the fuck am I ruining?
We're going to Ike's!
Why am I ruining a bit? This wasn't a bit.
The
tip they sent in.
Going to Ike's. We're going to Ike's. We're getting chicken
sandwiches.
We're getting great chicken.
We're gonna go to Ike's then.
Okay.
It's gonna be fun.
You're gonna get the buffalo chicken sandwich. You're gonna fucking love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm salivating. Real quick though, you were on Pockets Full of Soup. It's up right now.
It's great.
Who did you talk about?
I talked about my wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was gonna talk about you. Then I was gonna talk about Tim. But then he asked me a question and I started talking in regards to my wife. Started talking about her and then it just went down the rabbit hole.
That was probably the right way to do it, honestly.
Yeah.
You should probably pick your wife.
She doesn't listen to this shit anyway. I literally could have come home and been like, I talked about you on a podcast today for an hour and a half. She'd have been like, cool. You wanna watch Walking Dead or are we done with the series?
Did you watch it?
No, I think we're done with it.
Okay.
Did you watch season finale?
No. I was drunk off my ass watching fucking Hardy Boys.
I have six Walking Deads to watch.
Yeah.
And I gotta be honest.
I'm
watching Homeland.
Homeland, okay.
Good show. And Billions. Great
show. Dudes in Space says, tip note number 15. Buying our tickets for VidCon, crossing my fingers that we get this close to Greg's wiener again. Are people seeing this, Kev? The thing you've had up forever and now are ignoring?
Do we know? We are going to VidCon, right? Are we going to VidCon?
Yeah, we're going to VidCon.
We confirmed that?
Yeah. I'm going for shells.
I really like their business card.
Dudes in Space?
Yeah. Great.
Danny V Films, long time, first time, paying my friend's birthday tax for turning 1/5 of a century. Can you send some sweet, nasty love to my buddy Seth? Love you faces. Happy birthday, Seth.
Happy birthday, Seth.
You're old now. Enjoy it.
Yeah, it sucks.
No more tips?
Sure. No more tips. Still reading through them. Easy Mode Mitch says, look at Andy's face. He regrets leaving RT already. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I'm sure there's some level of him that regrets it.
Yanantis. I'm gonna say, Says, I get Mondays off now, so I can be here live, so I'm going to give you some proper fun clips. And then he gave us a link. Was it fun, Kev?
No.
Nope. Oh, SNL God. For CM. Hey, Greg. When is Batman Unmasked Episode 6 coming out? Love you guys and what you do. Never. It's never going to happen. The finale one, we had it scheduled, and I said in an email, or they sent an email, hey, we're going to film it on Wednesday. And I said, great. And then they said, all right, confirm you for the 26th. And I was like, great. And then... Oh, it was actually it said Thursday. Confirmed it was 26. Great. And then on Tuesday night, they hit me up like, all right, we're going to see you tomorrow. And I'm like, no, you said Thursday. And then it turned out that they switched it one day but never said it explicitly. And I was just I can't do that tomorrow. And they're like, oh. I'm like, can you do Thursday? They're like, no. And I was just like, well. we were helping each other out. Right, you know what I mean? This is a friend thing. I don't know what we can do. I can't cancel the thing I got. You can't cancel your thing. And it was just like, all right, going to Christmas break. Bye.
That was it.
It was done.
That was it.
We missed it. Sorry the boat about missed that. It. Last Geek Play says, Greg, did you see Real Ghostbusters is on Netflix?
It is.
Nick, did you check out Legion yet?
Not yet. I'm going to check out Legion.
I did see Ghostbusters is there. I have not watched it.
People have been overwhelmingly recommending this to me, so I will check out the first couple episodes of Legion.
Peppermint Gentleman says, hey, Nick, I'm making something and tweeted the image at you. Is the likeness okay, or would you like it changed?
Kevin, can you bring up that? Is Kevin over there? I put the link to his tweet in the share doc.
Hi.
Let's take a look at that real quick.
Play it with the boys.
Dope fan art shout out with the Twitter link. Sorry. Right underneath the other link that I put in there. Now, Greg, before we get into this, mm-hmm. Do you know what this is from?
No.
He has redrawn me as Kaneda from Akira.
Oh, okay.
And it's dope as shit. Canada?
And you're fine with that then?
I think it's great. It looks dope. I love it.
So you're saying you can use your likeness?
He asked me if I heal. I like the likeness. Oh. Yes, it's a good likeness of me. I'm not giving him the rights to use my likeness indefinitely. But yes, I think he did a good job.
So you're saying right now he can print your face on any shirt he wants and any...
What I'm saying is he can feel free to use Kevin for anything he wants IRL, including tickling and or bongos.
Gotcha. Okay, great. Final tip of the day comes from Yanactus, who says, this clip is not for the faint of heart. Was this an approved clip or no?
No, it wasn't. None of them were winners.
All right. You all had some bad fun clips today, and Kevin is not happy with you, so I hope you're ready for that.
You suck.
Let's jump into the chat to see what's happening. 3-3, as they say. You know what I'm saying?
The old Moriarty 3-3.
The old Moriarty 3-3.
What was Colin's first thing?
Simpatico 115. Yo, Greg, did Nick or Dave look like Zac Efron, and were they looking for wedding dates? No, neither of these guys look like Zac Efron.
Wasn't that Mike and Dave needing wedding dates?
But it's fun enough. They did not look like them. They did not need wedding dates. They look like they want to fuck people up, but we saved it. Don't worry about it.
Greg smoked a cigarette, and now they're not gonna fucking be all pissed off.
We saved everybody. I saved everything.
And we're getting drunk.
No, that sounds like a bad idea.
By the way, Nick, I'm removing the monitor. Right now.
I appreciate that, Andy. Thank you. Andy, look, you can keep the monitor if you want. If you like the monitors, keep the monitors. I'm not saying that. That was the deal.
But don't
feel like that Kevin needs to force you to take the monitor. And also, I hate the monitors.
It makes me mad that you won't even stand in there and feel the greatness of it.
I think it's really cool if you want to be in the Matrix when you work.
So you don't actually
do any graphics.
Have you seen that? You do understand that I have double that right now.
Yeah, we need those. Those are actual monitors that we need.
Man, you're just limiting how he works, man. That's fucked up.
You're kind of being an impressive boss to the poor guy.
Yeah.
No, I took him out to lunch the other day, and he was like, do I have to use those stupid fucking monitors?
And then he sat in it. He said that shit before he tried it.
And then he sat there today, and I walked in, and I was like, what do you think of the monitors? And he went like this. Eh.
That's not true at all. He was like, I fucking
literally
love
was like this. Meh. I don't give a fuck.
Tell
whatever
him.
Whatever you want.
Tell him.
Learjet23 says, Greg, have you tried a punk IPA from BrewDog? No, I have not. I would like to.
Wow.
Zar Karin. Nick, yes. Have you seen Attack on Titan Season 2?
Is it out?
No.
Is Attack on Titan Season 2 out?
It premiered on Crunchyroll.
Oh, shit. No, I haven't. Here's the deal. I will watch that. Tim and I will watch that.
He's far away.
We'll have to do a watch along with that for Crunchyroll. But I'm also obsessed with One Punch Man. I watched 4 episodes over the weekend. I can't get enough of this fucking show. Are you familiar with this show?
Yeah, you told me about it last time. He's a superhero who's bored because he can take everybody out one punch.
It's fucking genius.
Yeah.
I watched an episode where he goes up against the strongest person, and the guy's like, he goes,
Kev, mute my mic.
It's disgusting what you're gonna do. What you're about to do. He goes up against this giant, this giant monster. It's like half man, half like beetle or whatever it is. Yeah. And the guy's like, I'm gonna beat you, and then I'm gonna be beating everyone for 1 week straight from now until next Saturday. And One Punch Man goes, oh no. And the guy's like, yeah, you're right. He goes, is today Saturday? That means I'm missing a sale on groceries. And just stares at him. And then like goes to walk away. You're like, what is he doing? It's totally a commentary on the state of like how there's way too much shit happening in superheroes right now.
Okay.
And it's just complete, like, the whole thing is becoming boring.
Did you finish it? Because that was a question here from Enraged.
No, I haven't finished it yet. I'm slow playing it.
Okay.
I'm enjoying the shit out of it.
Remember when I asked you to check out Rick and Morty? And you were like, oh, yeah, dude.
I think I still have the two seasons that you gave me.
Stuttering Steve and Greg, what are the energy balls you mentioned earlier? They're little balls, like protein balls.
You want some energy balls?
Balls. No. I had a coconut macadamia yesterday for breakfast / lunch before I came here and got drunk.
Yeah. We got more beer.
Huh?
We got more beer if you want.
I'm waiting for the Zyrtec to kick in. That's what I'm worried about.
My
I'm
getting
my fucking
It's like 10 minutes. It's like
was Ric Flair there last night?
No. No, here, it's,
how amazing would it be if Andy just gave us fucking, like, heroin?
You don't take heroin as pills.
You can take heroin however you want to take heroin.
High Tower 2105. Do you think The Rock and Vin Diesel are in a real beef, or is it just promo for the new Fast and Furious?
I think they're in a real beef.
I think it's real, too. I don't like it. I wish it wasn't, but it is. Nick, will you put us into sub-only mode, please?
Yeah, no problem.
Are we in?
Hold on. I had to type the rest of the code.
Princess Daisy C3 plus says, plus PSA, iZombie Season 3 premieres tomorrow. Criminally underrated show that needs a shout-out.
Great and ratings show. Boost. In fact, right now, give some love to Rahul, our friend Rahul.
Sweet Nasty Love?
Sweet Nasty Love. And say we all can't wait for Season 3. Do it. Do it. Yes, the 4th, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That show's fun. It's fun. It's on the level for me of like, just watch it, have fun, don't worry about shit. It's good. It's a good show to watch. Like, if it's 10 o'clock and you normally go to bed around midnight, like, watch a few. You can watch like 3 episodes in there and just relax. Maybe have some goldfish crackers. It pairs well with goldfish crackers. You can tell them I said that.
Alan E. McAdams. Greg, taking a Persona 5 sick day is totally cool, right? You know it's totally cool. Except there's, and then what happens with the work? There's so much work to do. Wingfan 191, Greg, I sent a gift to the P.O. box. Sent you a gift to the P.O. box. I hope you like it. I'll check it out.
Luke 8125 says, Nick, thoughts on the Mulan nugget sauce? It was exclusively offered in 1998, the year I was born, so unfortunately I was unable to bask in its zesty goodness. I don't remember that. Was that a thing?
Apparently.
Kevin, was that a thing? Oh, you would have been what, like eight? Yeah, you would have.
You would have been there eating it.
Prime McDonald's eating age for you.
I was going to say, yeah, and Tim would have been there like, dude, we got to do it. It's got the Disney thing. I love Mulan.
No, Gene says, Nick has extreme hacker skills. Nick, what can't you do? Lots of things that other tall people can. Dunk a basketball.
Oh.
Impress my wife. Be attractive to anyone over the height of 5'9". You know.
Final question comes from Lucid Dream. Greg, did you hear about Snyder and Capullo teaming up for a new Batman arc in August called Dark Knights Metal? No, I did not. That sounds awesome. Very excited about that.
Snyder and Capullo?
Yeah.
It's a cool name. Never heard Capullo. Cool. No Snyder.
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Morning Show for April 3rd, 2017. Thank you for enjoying this garbage truck on fire. Remember, we're live every morning, 11 a.m. here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames to run you through the nerdy news you need to know about, to hang out with you, to chill out, to bro down, sister down, whatever the fuck you call it. Remember, if you missed the show live, we put it up on youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe. You can enter to win the video games by being here and doing all the other stuff. You know all about it. Don't worry about it. We gave away a Chad today. Maybe I'll give away a Chad tomorrow. You don't know what I'm going to do. I'm crazy. I'm a little crazy. You know, Nick?
You're a lot crazy.
Okay.
No one that chooses willingly to be around us is it can say that they're 100% sane. Sure. I just want you to know that.
Sure.
That includes yours and my significant others.
Uh-huh.
Any of our dipshit friends, especially the ones that came over last night. Like, I'm questioning Grimecraft's sanity. Although, to be fair,
I mean, was that the first clue?
Questioning that the first time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, come on.
My favorite thing about Grimecraft is that when we first met him, I was just like, he just seems to be the kind of person that we all know. I'm like, we all clearly know this guy. And then it wasn't until a good 2 days into my relationship with him where I was like, oh, we just met. I didn't realize that. I had no idea. But he's just the kind of guy that you feel like you've known forever.
Grimecraft's the best. I'm going to read the subs if you're name, your sub or resub. And if I read a little message, it means you left a message. Heroic Sausage. Sneedo. Connor! Take my fake prime money. We will. Thank you. Adam's gone. The Dark Nightlight. The Chef Apocalypse. The Chef Apocalypse. Feme 73. Dan Wunny. Working towards that KF Platinum badge, smiley emoticon. Meta Knight King. Do you think Zordon, Kevin, and Chad will ever be added to the animated series? Again, Chad is a trademarked Nintendo thing.
Yes.
So I don't think you'll ever see him in anything.
As is Zordon. I want you to know, Saban owns Zordon.
But it's different when it's Kevin
and
Zordon.
But that clearly didn't
help. Nobody owns me.
That's fair.
When it's Kevin, it's different.
I own that ass. That didn't stop us from doing an entire Tron episode and or a Star Wars episode. No. I'm sure the good folks over at Disney aren't.
So we can't get Chad in there?
Yeah, fuck
inspired.
Yeah. I don't
care. Inspired.
Chad. Fair. We never actually said Tron in it.
I Heart Ninja Warrior, Rezd TV, Mag 2727. Hi, guys. I watched Colin's episode of GOG last night. It was great to get some clarity. Love you guys, and love Colin. Keep up the good work. We will. ESOJIC underscore. Woot woot. Coloring Garnett. No, Coloring Garrett. In Geek Movie House. Ice Easy. Take my Amazon money and drop it like a swanton bomb off the top ladder. Hardy Boys! Ardrail. Hunter Smash 88. Real Mr. Dude. Use my Amazon Prime membership to renew again. I'm going to go back to cry about The Undertaker. Tim, hold me. Tim will. At Kinda Funny Live 3. Nocturnal Nokoski. Just got my second platinum ever, Horizon Zero Dawn. What a great game. I want to know what your first platinum was. Let me know in the chat and then remind me when I get back to the chat. Hunter Smash 88. Shaz Ga. Fuck yes. Plain Jane Francis. Happy Monday, guys. Greg and Nick, tell me what you think of the cover of my new EP. It's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot. It's hot cover. We like that cover. Plain Jane Francis on Bandcamp. Or no, plainjane.bandcamp.com if you want to be part of us looking at things. Here we go. Sir Justin Bennett. Much love, guys. Great GOG today. Smiley. Thank you. C-E-S-I-U-M 06. Yay, 4 months of goofs. Thank you. Casa Dine Chick. Easy Mode Mitch. 4 months of inconsistent subbing. No Vanuge. Spencer JPG. Nick, how do you maintain that beautiful beard?
Right now, it feels like it's eating my face. You can't really see here, but Kevin, give me the one. You see how it's just disgusting down here? Yeah, I don't like it very much. I got a guy. He's going to go in later with a weed whacker and just trim this fucker up. I got to get a haircut. As you know, going to a movie premiere this weekend.
We are going to a movie premiere.
And it's going
to
be
Are you ready, Vancouver?
I'm
Saturday.
Hot as shit. Yeah. Apparently it's going to rain. But whatever.
Whatever, big deal.
Whatever.
We'll be together watching Heel Kick.
Get hammered.
Yeah.
Hammered.
Stevanawi. Jubjub 388. Another month. Thank you guys for all the laughs so far. No, thank you. Death on Two Legs 89. Been a tough month, gentlemen, but Thanksgiving has come early. So gobble gobble on this Prime sub. Okay. Teddy Chinaris. Dropping this before I have to leave to shoot a baseball game. I'll see you on YouTube. Shout out to Last Geek Plays on Twitch. Winky emoticon. Okay. Zero Pain. 6Elu 876. Bad Clay Fly. Fishborn, D. Faulty, Luke Dalla 23, Dean Astley, Super Cool Tony. Have you guys tried dipping popcorn in nacho cheese? It's so good.
Fuck yeah, we've tried that.
Have we?
I have.
I haven't done that.
I've dipped everything in nacho cheese.
Okay.
There's not one thing on this planet I haven't dipped in nacho cheese and put in my mouth.
There was a party once in college where it was our group of friends, a bunch of dumb, I'm going to leave names out, a bunch of friends, right? And somehow it was like a truth or dare thing. Somebody brought it up as a joke to get one of the girls in our group to put her breasts in the nacho cheese. And she said she'd do it if that guy put his balls in cheese and then the other two guys wiped it off.
That
all happened.
The other guys wiped the guy's balls.
Yeah.
Not worth it to see a breast.
Not worth it at all.
Was it a good breast?
I'm not gonna. I wasn't even there.
Oh,
This is one of those classic, you wake up in the morning and they're like, you should have hung out, man. And I'm like, well, what crazy thing could have happened? Because all we ever do is play caps in Mario Kart. And like, all this crazy shit. I'm like, well, that is crazy.
You're like, I should have gone to that party.
AKA Lightweight. Keep living the dream, fellas. New Yorker 718. Much love to y'all. Positive vibes to all. Lob Den X. Bobby Wasabi SN. Happy 7. Looking forward to the future of Kinda Funny / Kinda Funny Games. A bit late, but thank you for an awesome PAX East panel this year. I was the guy who asked about doing a podcast with Boogie, etc. You guys rock. Keep fucking that chicken. We will. Thanks for the praise. Da 21195. AGW1 Caveman. Got the itch. Barbie McHugh. Princess Daisy 3. Gentlemen, thank you for the stellar content. Look forward to it every week. Cheers, Daisy. Thank you, Daisy. King of Beasts 44. Dustin Peary. Prime Money. Hot Sour Sparkles. Only Certain Death. Greg and Nick. Could you tell Matt? Could you tell Matt Gobel his butt is beautiful?
Mm.
Matt Gobel.
Great, great ass. You got a great butt.
Your butt's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's just the right size.
And finally, Full Eclipse. Thank you all for your love, support, and appreciation. Sorry I can't breathe. Allergies are killing me all of a sudden. It's been a pleasure to serve you today. I hope you enjoy your day. Have a good Monday. Own it. Dip your hands in nacho cheese. We're going to go eat awesome sandwiches. Until next time, we love you.